Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1967, recorded on Thursday the 13th of July 2017. You can call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always enjoy hearing from you, and your views are important to us. I'm Rupert Hipwell, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by
Sarah Lomax.
And in a few moments, we will have a selection of local news stories featured this past week in the evening news. In addition to the news, we will have features and a selection of letters from the readers of the evening news, as well as our regular information desk. But to start, we would like to welcome new listeners, Amy Whitbread of Dereham, Betty Croston of Norwich, and also Peter Baines of Norwich. Welcome to Chatterbox to all of you. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition. Included in your wallet this week, on an additional memory stick, is the latest edition of the EDP Norfolk magazine. We begin this week with news from the city, and what better place to start than last weekend's Lord Mayor's procession, a popular annual event held this year in perfect summer weather.
Thousands thronged the streets of Norwich for one of the undoubted highlights on the city's calendar, the Lord Mayor's procession. A colourful cavalcade of more than 60 floats and performers partied their way through the people-packed city centre, with generations of onlookers cheering them on their way. The theme of this year's parade, which snaked down from Newmarket Road to Tombland via St Stephen Street, Red Lion Street and Castle Meadow, was Once Upon a Time. And the storybook theme was well and truly embraced, with Mad Hatters, dragons, superheroes, Star Wars characters, dinosaurs, princesses and pirates amongst the characters entertaining the crowds. There were dancers, gymnasts, the ubiquitous steel drum band, and all sorts of fantastic creatures taking part in the display. Youngsters enjoyed the decades-old Lord Mayor's procession tradition of building up collections of flags, stickers, balloons and sweets.
Black cab drivers in Norwich say they were left out of pocket after security fears saw a taxi rank closed during the Lord Mayor's celebration. They say the move also meant that some members of the public were left without a way home. Thousands of people packed into the area outside City Hall on Saturday night to watch the fireworks as part of the weekend celebrations. The number of spectators meant Norwich City Council had to follow national guidance relating to security, which saw the taxi rank on Jail Hill closed. In the past, the council has asked cab drivers to park facing Exchange Street rather than towards City Hall, so the area can be closed off for pedestrians. Taxi drivers say they were not told about the closure and that it meant they lost out on trade from a traditionally busy night. John Power, a driver who worked late on Saturday night, said, "I've been doing this job for 31 years and it's never happened before." With the other main taxi ranks on St Stephen Street and Tombland not accessible until later on, it meant that Hackney drivers were effectively excluded from the city. "We understand the security risks, but there was no consultation or conversation with us. It stopped us from making a living, but more importantly, it meant that members of the public weren't able to get a cab home and had to walk."
The Norwich Lane Summer Fair returned in style as part of the Lord Mayor's celebrations. After a year off, thousands of people enjoyed the latest outing of the huge popular event. Streets such as Pottergate, St Benedict Street, Lower Goat Lane and Bedford Street were full of stalls and entertainment. Stalls were selling everything from traditional lemon squash to six-inch stilettos, with people tucking into tasty treats such as ice cream, hog roasts and pizzas. Live music and DJ sets provided a suitably summery soundtrack as shoppers checked out the stalls. At the Farmyard restaurant in St Benedict Street, refreshing lemonade was going down particularly well in the heat. General Manager Ben Thompson said, "We've had crowds of people since about 11 a.m. and it's been great. It feels like a real community and the atmosphere has been brilliant." And the first Norwich Sea Scout group's Duck Race, an annual fixture of the Lord Mayor's celebration weekend since 2010, was also a huge success. People gathered at the Lady Julian Bridge, where Lord Mayor David Fulman helped to tip thousands of brightly coloured plastic ducks into the waters of the Wensum. The ducks were supposed to race to the Novi Sad Friendship Bridge, but had other ideas. Jane Stafford, event coordinator for the First Norwich Sea Scouts, said they were a bit reluctant. Some decided to go towards the Novi Sad Bridge, and some decided to head towards the city. We ended up going with those which were headed towards the city, because by the time the tide had turned, the wind was blowing them in that direction anyway. But despite the abrupt course change, Mrs. Stafford said the event had been a huge success. She said it's been a record-breaking year for us. We don't have the exact figures yet, but it's raised at least £10,000, which is brilliant.